Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Brad Pieron, a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 5 through 11. And here's how that reads. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me. And not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin because they do not believe in me. Righteousness because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. Condemnation because the ruler of this world has been condemned." I want to first start out with just some context with this gospel. So we're here in John chapter 16. Of course, John chapter 15, the beautiful discourse on the vine and the branches. John 17, the prayer for unity that Jesus prays in the garden. And here Jesus is giving his disciples some words that I think sometimes can strike us as confusing, right? Like, it strikes me that the first thing he says is, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?'" Because as we read through the scriptures, we see that Peter asks him where he's going. We see that Thomas asks him where he's going. So here I think Jesus is giving us an insight that he's not speaking to like what's actually coming out from the apostles, but rather what's going on in their hearts, right? That Jesus is seeing a shift in his apostles, that the apostles are beginning to believe in their hearts that the plan Jesus is unveiling is good. But even in seeing it as good, even in trusting that it's good, grief is filling their hearts because they don't know what to do without him right there in front of them. And this is where we get to the line that I want to focus on today. "But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go." I don't know about you, but like in my life, if I had the option between having Jesus sitting like right across from me or Jesus having to be sought like in the depths of my heart through much effort, I'd probably choose him sitting across from me. But here Jesus actually says something that I think goes against our natural tendency of thinking what's best for us. Our natural tendency is to say, "Well, Jesus, if you were just there," I mean, we even hear that in scripture at the raising of Lazarus, right? That before Jesus goes to see where Lazarus is laid, Mary and Martha were thinking to themselves, "If you were just here." But Jesus says, "But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go." And as I've been praying with this scripture over the last week, I feel like what the Lord is wanting to speak to us this morning is that this saying isn't as much about the fact that it's better for us when Jesus is distant, quite the contrary, actually. It's rather to show just how much Jesus trusts you and me. Jesus follows up from this statement saying, after he says, "But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go," he says, "For if I do not go, the advocate will not come to you." I think this gospel is much more about Jesus' trust in us than anything else. You know, one of the great church fathers, St. Athanasius, he once said that God became man so that man might become God. This idea that actually Jesus steps into our humanity so that we can see our humanity risen in his divinity. I love the idea that like right after this gospel, we go into John 17 and then we go into Jesus's passion, and Jesus takes our humanity back to the Father and lifts it up. And then in taking our humanity back to the Father, he sends divinity, namely the person of love, the Holy Spirit, back to us so that we can live as him for the sake of the world. And that's why it's better for us that he goes. Because as he goes, he allows us to step into his place and disciples us and walks with us into what it looks like to carry love in the world, to carry the hope of glory in the world. That Jesus wants to give us part of himself through the Holy Spirit so that we can be the men and women that we were made to be. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 5 through 11. Once again, I'm Brad Pierron, a missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net.